Bonjour, chers amis du Kiolami. Bonjour, cher Rav. Permettez-moi
de parler avec vous. Rav.
La seule invention la plus importante est la dizaine.
Et ça, nous le devons. The most important thing that we have is the ten.
Et à Rabash.
This is the in privilege of Baal HaSulam, Rav and Rabash. That we have it. This is the environment that changes man's nature and raises us.
And
unites us in a connection of love where the friends overcome in order to support and love one another. And to form, to establish this connection in which the Creator is revealed in us. It's a wonderful thing. I can tell you,
je suis transformé.
Since I am with you,
j'éprouve beaucoup de plaisir.
I feel different.
Dans cet environnement, et je
and you truly,
les amis,
I feel a lot of pleasure. And this environment, and I want to give thanks to the friends, to Rav, to all the Kabbalists. They gave us this vessel of work, which is the most important thing. The Chaim.
Il n'y a aucune réalité sauf mes amis.
There's no reality but the friends and me.
Est aussi annulé. Vraiment, je suis émerveillé lorsque je vois les amis, je vois leur dévouement.
And I'm hugely amazed when I see the friends.
Je suis émerveillé.
And their dedication.
Je vois tout l'amour qui grandit chaque jour.
I'm impressed when I see the love that grows every day.
Les textes de
friends.
À travers les portions de correction que nous recevons chaque jour,
and through the sources
nous sommes
that we are learning,
de
and the correction that we are receiving every day, we are changing daily.
L'amour dans la dizaine.
From self-love,
jour,
we come to love of friends, love of the ten, and each day,
on a rien fait du tout.
On le connaît, when we come to the lesson,
et on reçoit davantage.
It's as if we know nothing.
Pour renforcer ce lien, et vraiment, je suis émerveillé.
And we receive
encore,
more and more in order to strengthen the connection. And today, again, we will receive the portion of correction in order to grow the heart in love of friends and complete our correction. L'chaim.
Ma tovu manah. Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something holding
writes, when he engages in the kingdom of heaven to take upon himself faith above reason, when the body disagrees with it and gives him many excuses that now is not the time for this, and he brings him evidence from other people who do not pay attention to this work of faith in the Creator above reason. He should say about this, and his heart was proud in the ways of the Lord. He does not look at anyone, but is determined that this is the path of truth, and he should not look at anyone or hear what the body makes him understand. Go and look at reputable people who understand what is the work of the Creator. It is about this that they said, and his heart was proud, to be proud that he understands better than everyone.
Active workshop question. How will we help the friends to go with faith above reason in great joy? How will we help the friends to go with faith above reason in great joy?
Whenever we ask Rav, how do we do this to the friends, or that to the friends, the answer is always the same. He always says, give him an example, show them that you're already there, that that's how we work, and then the friends will follow your footsteps.
Yesterday, the whole lesson, we engaged in the meaning of faith above reason. And maybe the most basic thing is that Rav always emphasize that faith is bestowal. So how do we go to bestow if it's against our nature? If we have such an importance that we will want to go above our nature, and that can be received only from the environment, to have this crazy importance that we don't see anything else in our eyes besides bestowal. And then we'll truly be delighted about being on the path, and we're totally dependent on each other for this, to always give each other greatest importance of the quality of bestowal.
We cannot help ourselves, but only help the friends. Since we cannot change our own nature, can't pull ourselves by our bootstraps from the mud, but we can pray for the friends. And it's practical for them to succeed.
The emphasis is on giving an example with joy, radiating confidence to the friends that the goal is near, the goal is great. And even though our path is not understood in our intellect, it's the only true thing in reality.
Ultimately, faith above reason, bestowal will come only from above. We need to organize the prayer between us now in this lesson. Try and pray, exercise the prayer, be connected between us as much as possible till the light will bring us to its level, its degree.
It connects the two sides, ours and the Creator. We want to ask Him for strength to give confidence to the friends, show them importance. We want it, we feel we don't have it, and then we ask for the Creator's help.
The joy is from likening ourselves to the upper light.
Yeah, and how much we show each other that the quality of bestowal is greater and more appreciated than self-reception. And in this game of qualities, we have to always show each other and the Creator how much we're drawn to bestow.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash. Hence, when a group of people gathers and wishes to work together on love of friends, they must all help one another as much as they can. And there are many discernments about that, since not everyone is the same, meaning that what one needs, the other does not. However, there is one thing in which all are equal. Each and every one of the friends needs high spirits. That is, when the friends are not in a good mood, they are not all the same in their needs. Rather, each has his own reason for being unhappy.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, teacher. We want to raise a prayer of gratitude to the Creator for giving us the force to be together above all obstacles being revealed. The African groups have been working very hard to bring in this preparation. This week, we have been working on the prayer. And our collective prayer is your efforts. Your efforts to annul corporeal desires. Your efforts to overcome obstacles. Your efforts to connect above separation. And your efforts to annul before the friends. Strengthen ourselves in efforts, and let's increase our efforts as this is the only way going forward. Our goal is not only clear, it is also near. And whenever you need high spirits, remember the words of our teachers, let it suffer. Reinhard?
Thanks, Said. And what a great blessing we have received in the form of the 10. Our 10 is a gift from above. You know, even when we are way down in the dust, they are there standing guard over us, offering their hand in support, lifting us up from where we are, and raising us up higher and higher. It doesn't matter how far we have fallen, they are there for us. There is strong support, a foundation from which we can rise through the degrees of bestowal. And every day we see how they exert more and more at building this environment, and their only aim is to bring contentment to the Creator. And how can your heart not break at seeing them toil in this work? They don't even ask for anything in return, but they give it their all. How can your heart not break? They don't ask for anything in return, but we can ask for them. We can ask that the Creator will unite their hearts and fill it with His eternal light, that they will come to an eternal embrace with Him. So friends, join us now in a prayer that our great friend Sasha will read for us.
Merci Créateur pour ce merveilleux environnement spirituel.
Thank you, Creator, for this wonderful spiritual environment. Help us better incorporate between us to reach and maintain the importance of the goal, to feel the necessity to unite with the friends as one man with one heart, in order to be worthy of giving you contentment. Amen.
Our silent intention for today, for today's lesson, is let us be constantly reminded of our strong desire to go above the will to receive to the will to bestow. Let me repeat that one more time. Our silent intention for today's lesson is let us be constantly reminded of our strong desire to go above the will to receive to the will to bestow. All right.